B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. Seven-five, the Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
Are you trying to be fake with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
Oh, it's time for sound off, but let me tell you about the winners today. 5 o'clock winner of the snack truck, Alex Duffy, grand prize winner, Andrew DeSantis. Congratulations to Andrew. He gets the Luke Bryan tickets, he gets a chip truck, and he gets the knockout tickets. Sound off, 610-771-9705. Let's kick it.
Flyer fans, they're like that guy who likes this girl. He really likes her. The girl finds out that the guy likes her. She's like, oh, I like him too. The Flyers guy says, no, I don't want to go out with you because you don't really like me. You just think you like me. That's how Flyers fans are. Like, even when you want to talk about their sport, they don't want to talk about their sport.
It's funny. I've come to the conclusion today they don't want to talk about their sport because they're scared to talk about that sport because their knowledge doesn't match their ego about this whole thing.
I was wondering why we're hearing so many sound-off calls going off on Mikey Miss suddenly talking up the Flyers because they're getting a little separate wise now and they're probably doing a little bit better in the standings and might be topical to talk about them. Some people start saying viable, but for somebody that made fun of them the entire year, I don't think anybody's believing it.
Where did I make fun of the Flyers? This is, you people have your own reality, and it makes you a jackass.
There's a reason we don't talk about hockey on the radio all the time. It's boring. You could talk about the lines, you could talk about the goalie, you could talk about the coach. That's it. We talk about football because it's the number one most popular sport in America. We talk about basketball because it's the number one most popular sport in the world outside of soccer. And we talk about baseball all summer because it's the only sport on. Grow up, Flyers fans.
Well, it does have that kind of element. I try to explain that. Hockey kind of blends in. One shift blends into another unless you have a really compelling player like Lindros. But now it's reached, why we're engaged now is because they have reached a plateau of engagement.
People may ask me how much longer I'm going to play Furkan Korkmaz heavy minutes. And it really depends, like, how long is a piece of string? You just never know.
That's actually pretty good, because Brett does have that kind of, like, strange, wispy logic.
How long is a piece of string?
Yes.
He would say something like that.
Well, to your point... He says that all the time.
Here's the scenario. This is very similar to the 2017 Eagles. Let's say the Flyers come on strong and make it to the Cup. Something happens. The backup goalie comes in. They win the Cup. Are Flyers fans talking about getting rid of the kid? Let's move on from the kid?
That's actually a pretty good parallel.
That's a good parallel.
No, a bad parallel. You can get a boatload for Carter Hart.
Right. And you know what? This is how we'll find out which percentage of Flyers fans are Folesians. Because I believe that a heavy number of Flyers fans are Folesian. And that happening, which the Flyers would get a cup so we'd be happy, would fully, fully, fully expose them. Because that's my theory, is that many of them are Folesian.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I don't think Flyer fans are really. I think Flyer fans are smart enough to realize that Carter Hart's the guy no matter what Elliott does. Eagle fans, conversely, we're not smart enough to figure that out. Mm-mm. So in a lot of ways, Flyer fans are smarter than Eagle fans.
Yeah. Wow. Record that.
There you go.
I called the sound off yesterday complaining about Brett Brown, and Mike told me, just wait till the playoffs and then make your judgment. I did wait till the playoffs of last year, and I made my judgment that he sucks, and you're blind if you don't think that he sucks.
Dude, My answer to you is there's nothing you can do about it. You people see, you keep pounding this bread. He's not going anywhere. So the only alternative you have is just you have to ride it. And if it doesn't work, then you're not going to have bread.
You know, I've been hearing the phrase butt hurt a lot on your show lately. Well, I got a new phrase for you. After 9 road losses in a row, I bet you the Sixers fans are pretty puckered up right about now.
That wasn't even mildly amusing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, nah. Run that by a relative before you actually record that next time.
How the heck, when the Lakers are blowing us out near the end of the second quarter, that Brett Brown doesn't call a timeout? Where they're just tomahawking, dunking on us.
I'm done with this. He doesn't call timeouts. He calls about 100 timeouts every game. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
See you later.
All right, that'll end it for today. Stay tuned. Martinez is back in the house. The Flyers Weekly Show on 97.5 The Fanatic with Martinez and Bundy. And then Flyers Caps right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. The TV side, well, the Flyers are on national TV tonight on NBC Sports. So you got your quick slant. Stay tuned for that on NBC Sports Philly. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.